This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Mask Wars.
You look like an idiot.
The dad who got carried out of a store by his own son. And the great mask test.
Stay healthy, people.
Not wearing this kind of mask might be worse than not wearing a mask at all.
And can COVID-19 cause you to lose your hair? It happened to Alyssa Milano.
This is my hair loss from COVID-19.
The side effect of the virus no one is talking about.
I brush my hair and all this comes out.
Then.
Look at this. We're back.
The return of late night TV to the studio.
I'm so happy to be here to see members of my crew.
And Wicked wins.
There goes my room.
Everyone wants to know, what's a derecho?
A derecho is one of those terms that comes up relatively rarely.
Then swept away.
Hand me by the wrist.
Trying to save a family caught in a raging flood. Plus, the TV anchor and the viewer call that changed everything.
Her phone call saved my life.
Then, first video.
How's Ellen holding up?
What Ellen's wife, Portia de Rossi, is saying about the embattled talk show host. And... Mom versus Shark.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Mom, don't freak out.
Now, Inside Edition with Deborah Norville.
Hello and thanks for joining us. I'm Mary Calvi in today for Deborah. The mask wars rage on, but we've never seen something like this. A dad loses it in a store after being told to cover up, and things get so crazy, the man's son literally picks him up and carries him right out of the store. Stephen Fabian has details.
You're a bunch of idiots wearing masks. You know it's not real.
This guy goes bonkers after he was asked to wear a mask.
Look at you fools. You got a oily on your face, you retard.
He's so worked up, he wants to fight.
Come outside. Okay. Come outside and show me how tough you are.
That's his son restraining him. And watch what happens next. The kid actually carries his dad out of the Tucson, Arizona grocery store.
You're a bunch of wearing masks.
It's clear some folks are still not convinced masks are necessary, but a new study has found they work. Well, most of the time.
Some of the face coverings might make matters worse.
Scientists at Duke University tested 14 commonly used masks.
Stay healthy, people.
They used a laser to measure the droplets that escape through various masks as we speak. Those little green lights are droplets.
As long as you can't see through it and you can't blow it through it, these works really well.
The scientists found that homemade cloth masks and surgical masks are the most effective, but they say that neck gaiters like this one, which are popular with joggers, actually do more harm than good. In fact, they say you're better off wearing no mask at all than wearing one of these. This is what it looks like when you speak through a neck gaiter. The fleece breaks up the droplets into smaller particles that can travel farther and linger in the air longer. And we're getting a look inside a Florida classroom today as one teacher gets ready to welcome back his students.
You can kind of see the way the desks are set up.
Fourth grade teacher Michael McDaniel says he's doing his best to keep the kids spaced apart.
Do you think they'll listen when it comes to all these safety guidelines?
There's going to be plenty who are going to do what's right. But I mean, they're also kids. They sometimes can't help themselves. They're happy and go lucky, and they want to bounce, and they want to jump, and they want to talk to their friends, and they want to get close.
And Stephen Colbert is back at his Late Show studio, sort of.
Now, I may be back in the Ed Sullivan Theater building, but as you can tell, I'm not on stage. I'm upstairs in the offices.
We're back in a studio.
James Corden also returned to his revamped Late Late Show studio. Safety.
There's no longer a live audience here, which is a shame, actually. It's a big shame because today, and I can say this now because we've been planning this for like a year, today was going to be the day we were going to give everyone in the audience a free car. Yeah. It's a real shame.
And Seth Meyers, who has been doing his late night show from his attic, says he hopes to be back in his New York studio sometime this fall. Before today, you've probably never heard of a derecho, which means a line of fast-moving windstorms. But now everyone is talking about them after most of the Midwest got walloped by one.
This is insane. A rare storm called a derecho blows roof tiles off of a building in Chicago.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no!
Nearby, a homeowner watches helplessly as his roof is peeled away.
There goes my roof.
This building's metal roof is ripped off like paper.
Woo!
So just what is this freak storm known as a derecho?
It's known as a long-lasting group of thunderstorms that produces severe wind and wind damage for at least 250 miles.
Most of the Midwest was just slammed by this weather phenomenon. Streets in Yorkville, Illinois are lined with downed trees. And look how this fence was blown to smithereens. Watch as the clouds roll in over the Quad Cities, which includes parts of Iowa and Illinois. Winds are said to have reached 100 miles an hour in some places. And you can see just how powerful they are in this time-lapse video showing boats in Chicago being rocked from side to side.
This derecho was in progress for a little over 12 hours. In that time frame, it touched about 9 different states and went roughly 800 miles.
In Iowa City, a semi was overturned by the strong winds. Now you know when someone says derecho, run for cover.
Oh my God.
The storm left over 1 million people without power. It sure feels like a summer of sharks with all the sightings lately, but this video is one of the scariest we've seen. A mom on vacation slides into the water only to find there is a shark swimming right beside her. Her son tells her not to freak out, and Amber Cogliano tells us what happens next.
This mom is going for a leisurely splash while vacationing. Then all of a sudden, shark!
Oh my God! What? Oh my God, mom!
No. Don't freak out.
Iso Machado came face to face with the 8-foot shark after sliding down this inflatable slide off the yacht they chartered in the Bahamas.
Wait, this isn't funny.
The Florida mom came dangerously close to the nurse shark. Her son, Anthony, watched in shock.
The shark comes out of nowhere. Within seconds, it goes from just her going down the slide casually to just this huge shark just going inching towards her. And I was like, I felt so vulnerable because I'm like, do I jump in?
At first, his mom didn't even notice her swimming partner.
I didn't even notice the shark was there.
Really?
No, I'm just swimming, having a good time. Didn't even notice.
When she did, she somehow managed to keep her cool.
I figured, can't panic, just having a good time, just kind of swam back.
Within seconds, the close encounter was over.
The shark kind of just passed by my mom and went its way.
Oh my God! What? Oh my God, mom!
I give that mom credit. I definitely would not have been able to stay so calm. Now, a heart-stopping rescue as a family is trapped by rushing floodwaters. Luckily, some good Samaritans were able to form a human chain and get the kids to safety just in time.
Nightmare as a driver and his family are trapped in raging floodwaters. But this backhoe driver and some other good Samaritans ride to the rescue in the heavy-duty vehicle.
Hold on to that kid.
Hold on to the kid. We'll get you out. Don't worry.
Dad is up to his waist in water, holding his child.
It's three people?
Four.
Not four?
Yeah. Okay.
First, they lift one youngster to safety.
We got him?
Yeah.
Then Dad hoists another child onto the roof.
And all of you need to do that. Everybody. Yes.
The youngster clutches his sister protectively as she joins him up there, wiping away tears. But their brother can't make it onto the roof. He clings desperately to the side of the car as the current tries to rip him away.
Grab me by the wrist.
He reaches out for a helping hand. Then he's safe. Now for Dad and the other kids. First, the little boy.
Good job.
Then the little girl.
Two of us at one time. All right, here we go. Yay, very good. Get down there, sweetheart.
Dad clambers aboard the construction vehicle. And they drive through the swirling waters to waiting first responders. Check this out. They all rode to safety in the backhoe's bucket.
It was petrifying.
Daniel DiGregorio is one of the courageous rescuers at the drama in Pennsylvania.
The car was actually floating up against the fence. It wasn't touching the ground. We were literally handing the kids down the line and then putting them behind us in the bucket so they were safe.
A happy ending to a near tragedy.
We'll get you out. Don't worry.
The Good Samaritan we spoke with is trying to reach the family to make sure everyone is okay. It's happened again. Another TV anchor is crediting a viewer with saving her life. She says she got a call from someone watching her deliver the news who spotted a lump on her neck that turned out to be cancer.
This TV news anchor believes she's alive thanks to a viewer.
A viewer reached out to me concerned about something she noticed on my neck.
Allison Laudis with WSOC-TV in Charlotte says it turned out to be cancer.
A few weeks ago, I was diagnosed with thyroid cancer. I have been angry and anxious and scared. Worried.
The viewer was extra concerned because Allison was pregnant. Sadly, 3 months ago, she and her husband lost their newborn daughter, who was born with severe brain damage.
She was with us for about an hour and a half. It has been incredibly difficult to lose her.
Fast forward to today, Allison is undergoing surgery to remove the tumor on her thyroid.
I don't believe it was a coincidence that viewer contacted me. And I'm grateful. I truly believe that had she not reached out, I wouldn't know about this. And there's a very real possibility that her phone call saved my life.
She joins other TV personalities whose lives were saved by eagle-eyed viewers. Just 2 weeks ago, Tampa reporter Victoria Price learned she had thyroid cancer after she was notified by a news watcher.
Kudos to viewers that go above and beyond and say, you know, I don't really know that person, but I'm going to let them know.
Our very own Deborah Norville has a similar story.
An Inside Edition viewer reached out to say she'd seen something on my neck. It was a lump.
Fortunately, Deborah underwent successful surgery and is now cancer-free. We're all hoping the same outcome for Allison.
Thank you again for your continued support and prayers.
We wish Allison the very best with her recovery. Anger is growing over this video showing L.A. County Sheriff's deputies pointing guns at a group of teens, even as bystanders yelled to the officers that they were, in fact, victims, not suspects. Lisa Guerrero has details.
There's outrage today over this tense standoff.
It's the other guy.
Three innocent teenagers were held at gunpoint by L.A. County Sheriff's deputies, caught in the crosshairs as bystanders pleaded with deputies.
I'm the one that called you. It was not them.
Former LAPD Police Sergeant Cheryl Dorsey.
There was no reason for those deputies to be training an AR-15 or whatever assault weapon that was that they were pointing at those kids. Imagine had one of those deputies had an accidental discharge.
The three kept their cool, did exactly what they were told, and were put in handcuffs, although they say they were the victims, not criminals.
They don't care because they bled.
Police radio traffic shows deputies were concerned.
We have a pretty large crowd that's getting pretty hot, so we need a couple more units for crowd control.
The three teens were at this bus stop when eyewitnesses say they were threatened by a man with a knife. They used their skateboards as shields until he left. Deputies who responded, though, say that they were told a very different story. They say they were told teenagers had attacked someone with their skateboards. The mother of one of the teens says following the death of George Floyd, she told her son how to behave if confronted by cops.
I knew he was afraid, but he followed everything that I had taught him to do if he ever got in a situation like that.
L.A. County Sheriff Alex Villanuevez posted a statement online.
I have seen the recent video involving a Santa Cruz incident, which has gone viral, and I have concerns regarding the tactics employed.
Put your guns down.
After being shortly detained, the teens were released. The L.A. County Sheriff's Office says they are investigating. Rachel Ray is letting everyone know how she is doing after a fire spread through her home. She just posted these three words on social media, safe and sound.
Dramatic drone footage shows the devastating damage left behind at celebrity cook Rachel Ray's property after a massive fire. The inferno destroyed the second story of her upstate New York home, which is set so far back in the woods, there are no hydrants for miles. So firefighters had to use water pumped from a nearby lake.
Requesting one tanker each to the scene of a working structure fire.
Incredibly, the fire that broke out Sunday evening spared Rachel Ray's state-of-the-art kitchen, where she's been filming her daytime talk show during the pandemic. Today, she shared a photo of her dog, Bella, who made it out of the blaze with this message, safe and sound.
Back with more after this.
Next, can COVID-19 cause you to lose your hair? It happened to Alyssa Milano.
This is my hair loss from COVID-19.
The side effect of the virus no one is talking about.
I brush my hair and all this comes out.
Then, first video.
How's Ellen holding up?
What Ellen's wife, Portia de Rossi, is saying about the embattled talk show host. Plus,
wait till you see who's replacing Simon Cowell on America's Got Talent after his e-bike crash.
Inside Edition with Deborah Norville. We'll be right back.
It's a disturbing side effect of COVID-19. People losing clumps of hair, among them actress Alyssa Milano. So what's going on? We spoke with a doctor to find out.
I just wanted to show you the amount of hair that's coming out of my head as a result of COVID.
Alyssa Milano is revealing her struggle with a distressing side effect of COVID-19.
One brushing. This is my hair loss from COVID-19. Wear a damn mask.
Alyssa is not alone.
Ever since I got COVID, my hair falls out like it's nobody's business.
Other recovering COVID patients are taking to social media, sharing their upsetting hair loss.
I could pull out hair right now. There you go.
54-year-old Teresa Cabrera was hospitalized with COVID-19 in April.
I'm doing it.
Here she is on the road to recovery, taking her first steps with a walker. Then the hair loss started.
It sheds all day long. If I put it up in a ponytail, it comes out. If I brush it, it comes out. It just, but in the shower, it comes out the most. Mounds would come out, mounds.
Teresa used to have thick and curly locks, but check out how much hair she lost the night before our interview.
I brush my hair and all this comes out.
So what's going on? Dermatologist Dr. Angela K. Lamb says it's not technically a direct symptom of the coronavirus. It's actually brought on by stress.
It's really caused by a condition that we know about in dermatology where people lose their hair after a stressful event, and a virus is a stressful event.
But there is hope for people experiencing COVID-related hair loss.
The hair does grow back, thankfully. You will get your hair back usually within about 4 to 6 weeks.
This is my hair loss from COVID-19.
How doctors suggest taking vitamins that promote hair growth and relaxing because, as she said, your hair will grow back. Up next, Ellen's wife, Portia de Rossi, on how the embattled talk show host is holding up. What impact are all the allegations of a toxic work environment having on Ellen? Her wife, Portia de Rossi, speaks out.
Portia de Rossi is letting the world know how her wife Ellen is feeling these days.
How's Ellen holding up?
Great. Hi there.
Ellen faces accusations of turning a blind eye to a toxic work culture at her talk show, despite her motto,
be kind to one another.
Is she going to cancel the show or is she going to continue?
Portia was spotted out on a hike with her mom. She was busy loading her dogs into her vehicle when she was asked the million-dollar question.
We're just wondering if she's going to carry on with the show or not. Her fans are asking.
Yes, she is.
And singer Kelly Clarkson just announced she'll fill in for an injured Simon Cowell as a guest judge on tonight's America's Got Talent. She posted this urgent memo joking, someone far wiser, cooler, and hotter is taking his seat. On Saturday, Simon fell off his e-bike and broke his back in three places. Meantime, the show goes on without him. Sofia Vergara shows how she and fellow AGT judge Heidi Klum are social distancing. Plastic sheeting is keeping them separated on their golf cart while filming AGT.
When we come back, a bear crashes a picnic. Who invited this guy?
Look who wants lunch. This family is enjoying a picnic with a bear sitting right at their table.
He's making her a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Yes, even bears love PB&J.
No, we don't recommend inviting a bear to your picnic. We'll see you next time.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Inside Edition ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
The chilling new original docuseries on Paramount Plus.
Why did he kill his family? The answer lies across the ocean and a woman named Sylvie.
To the can model.
Where desire leads to deception.
I ended up spending $12,000 and $15,000 a day.
It was addictive.
I can't get you out.
And obsession leads to murder.
Who did this to your family?
You can't really maintain a fantasy forever.
Control Alt Desire. Now streaming on Paramount Plus.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary and it's not boring. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and maybe more importantly, on your life. I'm going to be your financial coach, someone who brings common sense and an insider's perspective on how to manage your money and your emotions. And I promise we are going to have a little bit of fun along the way. Have a question from retirement to career changes to college funding? Just send us an email at askjill@jillonmoney.com. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.